You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Premier League Darts on In Play Radio.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Darts podcast. It is finals time in the 2016 Premier League. Four of the most decorated men in world darts at the moment will do battle at the O2 in London on Thursday evening, and one of them will be walking away with the coveted Premier League crown. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me, as he has been throughout the season, is Sky Sports analyst and former pro Rod Harrington. Morning, Rod.
Good morning, Sam. You good?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, really looking forward to another tremendous final. And as I said there at the top of the piece, Rod, four of the most decorated men in world arts. I think 21 world championships between these four.
Yeah, it's incredible how the way it's worked out. The top four in the world. You know, we're going to see some great darts. I keep saying about the nine darter, but it's set up well. Van Gogh, and you know, was at the Rotterdam tournament, and I really thought that he was going to do it. But we've had one this year, and I quite expect one tomorrow night in the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully so. Let's talk a little bit about Rotterdam last week, first of all, then, Rod. It's the first time, obviously, the Premier League's been taken out of the UK and Ireland. And I have to say, the atmosphere there was absolutely tremendous and seems to have been a roaring success.
I think a roaring success is an understatement, to be quite honest. I walked on stage at the top of the show with Wayne Mardle and Dave Clark, and Wayne Mardle just stood there. He couldn't believe it. And he said, look at that. And as we looked into the audience, 10,000 people, and I would say 99% of them were dressed in orange. It was just, you know, you say tulips from Amsterdam, it was like an orange tulip field. It was incredible. I mean, it really was. I mean, Rotterdam really rocked last Thursday. You know, Leeds in the first day and Dublin, they may be as good as, but I've not witnessed anything better than what was in Rotterdam last week.
Yeah, correct. I think it was an absolutely electric atmosphere for the final round of league games. And of course, we saw the four protagonists for Thursday night all in action, playing against each other. In fact, Michael van Gerwen took on Phil Taylor. That could be a potential final on Thursday. Likewise, Adrian Lewis and Gary Anderson. How key will it be, the fact that MVG and Lewis got the victories last week going into this week, and Anderson and Taylor were on the receiving end of a defeat?
I think for Michael van Gerwen it may make a difference, and for Adrian Lewis, yes. But I think for the two losers, they're not going to reflect on last week, especially Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson was not in the right frame of mind last week. He just didn't turn up. The weekend, he didn't play too well, but it was a reasonable performance. But Gary Anderson's good at doing that. I mean, when he won that first World Championship, he actually come into it playing brilliant. But the second one, he weren't really playing at the top of his game. So Gary Anderson's a great person for not worrying about what happened yesterday. And so is Phil Taylor. You have to say, his career has been built on that. Every time he lost, he turns up and wins the next one. So, you know, Van Gerwen, although he beat Phil last week, he is going to be on a high because he's been on a high for the last year to 18 months. He lost to James Wade in Hamburg in a Euro event and got beat up by James Wade. But James Wade had to take ton plus checkouts out to get in front and eventually beat him. So, you know, although we do talk about, you know, what's gone on, I think these four players are going to be so focused with going up there tomorrow night that I don't think whatever happened previously is going to have any effect.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought so. Four very, very seasoned professionals. Let's get stuck into the betting then regarding these semi-finals. First up on the hockey then is Michael van Gerwen versus Adrian Lewis. MVG here 1-6 in the betting. Adrian Lewis is priced up at 4-1. The handicap here set at -4.5. Remember, the semi-finals are 1-10 as opposed to 1-7. So it's -4.5 for MVG at even money. +4.5, Adrian Lewis at 8-11. As we said there, both players were victorious in Rotterdam in the final week of the league stages. And it's been all about Van Gerwen this year, though. Some of those averages during the middle portion of the Premier League were just simply electrifying. And, of course, Adrian Lewis has not been in bad nick himself, throwing nine darters in this Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, Adrian Lewis, let's talk about him first. I mean, he has been a bit hit or miss. His consistent game is not up there for when he was a double world champion. You know, he gets into a lead three or four legs, he did against James Wade a few weeks ago, and then all of a sudden goes off the boil for three, four, five legs. And he does that nearly in every game he's playing at the moment. Well, against a lot of players, because his bad games are still at a very high standard, he gets over the line. However, against Michael van Gerwen, van Gerwen's going to nick one or two of his good legs and he's going to win all the bad legs. So 1-6, I think William Hill have probably got it right here when I've studied the stats this morning when I sent off my piece for the website. And the stats say that van Gerwen will win this comfortable. However, we do know that Lewis can just turn up tomorrow night and absolutely play brilliant for the whole game. And that's why it's so hard to predict an Adrian Lewis, and a Barnvelt comes into that category as well. But I do expect a Van Gerwen to win this one, and AD is going to have to turn up with his A game every leg. And the one thing AD's got to do as well, he's got to hit more 180s. He is not hitting enough 180s, and only 180s against the throw are going to nick Van Gerwen's throw. So he's got to turn up with his A game.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say. In terms of a correct score on this one, obviously we've got the handicap markets there, and we can get a little bit more stuck into the betting now that we're 1-10 rather than 1-7. How close can Lewis run him?
Well, I think Lewis, if he gets out of the gate early and gets going, he can run him really close, and he can even beat him. Let's not beat around a bush. Lewis has got the game to beat him. Coming into it, the stats say that he can't, but sometimes stats go out of the window in a 1-1 battle. 10-6 is about right there, I think. 10-6, 10-7, it's a tough one. Like I said, if Van Gerwen gets out of the gate and at the first commercial break is 4-1 up, then Adrian's really going to have to look out because he could get a beating. But if it's the other way round and he starts to put that extra pressure on Van Gerwen, and Van Gerwen is so determined to win this that he may just put himself under a little bit of extra pressure and tighten up a little bit in Rotterdam last week. He wanted to win so much that sometimes that extra pressure just tightens you up. So Andy Lewis has got to hope that Van Gerwen's coming out, you know, wanting this too much, a little bit off the mark, and that's when he can tear into him. But that first commercial break for Adrian Lewis is so important. He's got to be 3-2, 4-1 up. If he's down, then I can see Michael perhaps running away with it. And around about the 10-6, 10-7 probably looks good.
Okay, fair enough. It's 6-1 and 7-1 respectively then for the 10-6 and 10-7 scorelines. In terms of the 9 data, Rod, we're still feeling as though we're going to get another one in this tournament. Do you see this as the more likely of the two semi-finals, given that Lewis has thrown one already this year in the Premier League? And, well, we don't even need to really talk about Michael van Gerwen's possibilities of throwing one. We know he's well capable. Does this look the more likely semi of the two?
I think you're right there, yeah, especially with van Gerwen. You know, he is hitting so many 180s. He's setting himself up for it so many times. He'd love to have done it last week, but he'd love to do it tomorrow night. The finals of the Premier League, where there's no better place to do it. I mean, Phil Taylor did two many years ago at Wembley. And Van Gerwen wants to emulate something in the same sort of line. But Adrian Lewis, as we keep saying, you know, the ability of this young man is incredible. Adrian Lewis could just go out there and throw 9 darter on the first leg and then 5 or 6 legs later, throw another one and absolutely play terrible in between. And that is what Lewis is all about. So, yeah, I think you've got Van Gerwen individually at about 18-1. Do you know, that's worth a couple of quid of anybody's money.
Yeah, I certainly think so. Any other bets for this match then before we move on to semi-final number two?
Well, I think Van Gerwen, 7 or more 180s, I think that's a good bet. I think he's gonna hit a lot. And Lewis, you've got him over 102.5 on the checkout. And Lewis is going to have to take 3 or 4 ton-plus checkouts, perhaps to keep with Michael as we look at the stats here. So that bet for me, Lewis over the 102, looks bang on. It really does.
OK, a couple of thoughts there in that first semi-final. Let's go to the second semi now between Phil Taylor and Gary Anderson, a repeat of the 2015 World Final. Of course, Phil Taylor here in the betting at 8-11. Gary Anderson, 11-10. Much more competitively priced up this one. Taylor gets -1.5 on the handicap at 11-10. And Gary Anderson, +1.5 on the handicap, is 4-6. Of course, he's the holder of this tournament, Gary Anderson. And again, as we've said throughout the year, Rod, despite the fact that he is the current world champion, the current Premier League champion, people don't talk about Gary Anderson enough, do they?
No, they don't. I do, because he's a brilliant player and I'm going to tip him to win this Premier League for the second year on the trot. I mean, he's got everything in his game to win anything. You know, we appreciate all four of these semi-finalists have. But you're right, we've talked about Van Gerwen with his high averages. and everything else. And we've talked about Phil Taylor, who's been on the back foot but still playing extremely well. The averages say that. No one's talked about Gary Anderson. He's come up on the blind side, and he did exactly that last year, if you remember. I mean, Dave Chisholm in the semi-final had two or three darts at double 16 to beat Gary Anderson. And then Gary Anderson went on to beat Michael Van Gerwen in the final. So he's got pedigree. He's a double world champion. And I don't know, I just think that he's going to add the Premier League to it. I mean, Anderson has got the extra bit of scoring power against Phil Taylor. We know that. He doesn't miss doubles too often, so he's got all the game. But when we talk about Phil Taylor wants to win this as much as any tournament I think I've ever known. He wants to put everybody's mind to rest that he's back. He wants to tell everybody that Michael Van Gerwen, he may be a great player, but he's still not better than me, and this is proven it. Because if Michael doesn't win this, then he's not the world champion, and he's not the Premier League champion. So the two big tournaments of the year have already gone to other people. And Gary Anderson and Phil Taylor both want to kind of like put it in the face of Van Gerwen, because he's a cocky little fella, and I love it in the practice room. So I'm very fortunate to go in there, and the banter is absolutely brilliant between the players. It really is something to hear. So, but I'm going to go with Gary Anderson. But it's going to be a close game. This will not be a quick game. There'll be 18 legs in this game for sure. So perhaps, even if you fancy Phil Taylor to win it, go with Gary Anderson over 4, 5, 6 legs.
Okay. Yeah, I think if Gary Anderson goes back-to-back in the Worlds and back-to-back in the Premier League, the people who aren't talking about Gary Anderson are going to have to start talking about him pretty swiftly, Rod. In terms of a correct score prediction here, what would you be favouring?
I'm going 10-8 to Gary Anderson. I think it's going to be that close.
Okay. 10-8 victory for Gary Anderson. Then he's priced up at 8-1. You said you fancy overs on the legs there as well, Rod, which of course you can play with us here at William Hill. Were there any other bets that interested you in this one?
Well, Taylor to go over on his checkout, for sure. Taylor will sling in over a 120 checkout in this game. That's bang on. Anderson hit the most 180s against Phil Taylor. I think that's odds on, and most people pick that. But the bet of the whole night for me is this game to be over 16.5 legs at 4-5. Maybe a tad odds on, but I'll tell you what, big backers jump on it.
Yeah, like that. Over 16.5 total legs then, as Rod said, is 4-5. If you do fancy the unders, that is in the betting at 10-11. All being well, Rod, we'll have an MVG Gary Anderson final. And you fancy Anderson to get the business done for a second year in the final?
Yes, I do. I just think it's, you know, as I said, all the talk's been about, you know, everybody else, and Gary Anderson's been going along doing his business. He beat Michael in this last year. And I think it's going to be a close game, whoever plays the final. But, I mean, everybody's tipping Michael Van Gerwen. And I'm just going to go against everybody just to be bloody-minded, I suppose you could say it. But, I'm going to tip Gary Anderson. But it wouldn't surprise me if Michael wins this comfortably. If he gets on that run of 4, 5, 6 legs at level 12s that he does. But there's only 2 or 3 people in the world that can put it back in his face when he does that. And Anderson is one of them. And I talked about his semi-final against Lewis Michael's game. Lewis is going to have to hit 180s. Well, Anderson does. And he does hit them at good times. You know, we call it throwing great darts at crucial times. That's what you've got to do to beat Van Gerwen. And I think Anderson's got it in his locker to do so.
Indeed. The outright betting then for the Premier League, as it stands before a dart has been thrown on Thursday night, 4-7 MVG, 4-1 Phil Taylor, 5-1 Gary Anderson, and 11-1 Adrian Lewis. So a decent price there on the Flying Scotsman, if you fancy it, Rodder, at 5-1, third in the betting.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I said, you know, everyone's going to be talking about Michael Van Gerwen. However, he may be putting himself under too much pressure, because, you know, they're all talking about Michael Van Gerwen, and when you get talked about a lot, obviously you've got to deliver all the time. He's winning all the tournaments. I mean, the amount of European tournaments he's won, and won them at the Canter, you know, the UK Open and the Masters and those sort of tournaments. But the two big ones, the World Championships, he didn't win. And the Premier League, he needs to win. This is the second biggest tournament. Although it's not ranked, it's the second biggest tournament in the calendar of the PDC. And he needs to win it. Otherwise, if he doesn't, then people can say, well, you can win the smaller ones, but you can't win the real ones that matter. Will that put an extra bit of pressure on him? It doesn't matter how much of a seasoned professional you are, even like Phil Taylor, at certain times, the pressure will get to you. Van Gerwen could win it at a canter, but yeah, I don't know why. I've just got this inkling for Gary Anderson.
Okay, fair enough. Just before we wrap up then, Rod, just give us a recap of some of your best bets for the semi-finals at the O2 on Thursday night.
Well, certainly in the Anderson-Phil Taylor game, to be over 16.5 legs, I think that is the best bet of the evening. Taylor to be out over on his checkout and Adrian Lewis to be out over on his checkout. I think that is a treble, or do doubles and a treble. I think you're going to be smiling after the semi-finals have been played.
Yeah, hopefully so. There we are then. Thanks very much to Rod Harrington throughout the course of the season, this Premier League, providing us with his insight ahead of every Thursday night. And you can tune into William Hill's In Play Radio on Thursday, where we'll be staying late for the conclusion of the 2016 Premier League. One of Michael Van Gerwen, Adrian Lewis, Phil Taylor and Gary Anderson will be lifting the trophy this year. Thank you very much for that, Rod, and enjoy the action on Thursday night. It's a night off for you, but you'll be there, won't you?
I'll be there enjoying the action as... I'm a sad one because after 30 years, I still love to watch a good game of darts.
Indeed. Thanks, Rod.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.